questions being asked is what can be done to attract shoppers and keep the town centres looking busy. For instance, you could turn a former lingerie shop into an art gallery. Is that really the answer? In Stoke Town, nearly 30% of the shops are empty. BBC Radio Stoke's Amy Francis has been to one, a formerly empty shop in the area, to find out about one idea that they're using to make the town look a little bit more lively.
My name's Gemma Thomas. I'm the project manager for Shop, which is at 116 Church Street. I think it's about people's perceptions about the town in general, and that's why it's really important to this project that it is about the people and the location.
I'm Lee Grindy, working Isle of Brides in Stoke. We don't really need empty shops around us because Stoke's got a bit of a bad reputation for not having a lot of shops in the town as such anyway. You know, anything for trying to tidy the area up.
I'm Maureen Hill from Moody Blooms Far East at 107 Church Street, Stoke. At the moment, you know, people driving past, it's the main thoroughfare here. They can see that literally nothing's happening over there. So to put something in the shop windows would make a big, you know, increase visually and hopefully bring more people into the town so that it doesn't look as though everywhere's derelict.
I'm Mandy Hill and I own Mr. Sims Sweet Shop in Camel Place, Stoke. Obviously, if we had retailers, that would be even better, but it's better than empty shops, so we have to do what we can at the moment. And if that's all there is that's available, I think it may pull some extra people in and that will all help.
I'm Ben Grace, I work in Maplin's Electronics, just at the end of London Road opposite Sainsbury's. It does have an effect on us as a business. Obviously, the more cultural people are probably more likely to come into Stoke-on-Trent and view these pieces of art. It's a good idea.
So what about the people they're trying to impress? Are shoppers in Stoke convinced?
Much better than just standing empty.
I think it's a good idea too. I think they've done it with one down Longton, haven't they, on the precinct. Doing a bit of artwork, whatever, in there is going to make it look a little bit more life around the place, isn't it?
I think it's an absolutely fantastic idea to make use of the empty space. If it's a space where local people can showcase their work, then that's even better. I think that the fact that they're trying to make the best use of them possible is only a good thing.
Let's dress it up, but really we want real things happening to Stoke, don't we? We need shops, small shops, a variation of shops. You know, they spent money on Burslem, they spent money on Tunstall, so what's going on with Stoke?
I'm not so sure it's going to bring any more business into the town. I think they need more on the retail side of things.
It'd be a good idea, you know, to open some community centres with art in, but to be honest, yeah, it'd be a bit of a cop-out. It just seems to me like a bit of a waste of money, really.
I don't think it'll make much difference, will it? Still got the signs up in front of them, haven't they?
That was BBC Radio Stoke's Amy Francis with that report. So overall, I mean, a fairly positive response. Stoke's not the only place where art is being displayed in empty shops. Is it working, though, in Stoke-on-Trent? More importantly, what's being done to make sure those empty shops are eventually filled with, well, shops, really, business? We're going to be hearing from Councillor Hazel Lith before 20 past eight, who's in charge of the project. 19 minutes to eight now. News update.